The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, debate reaction. Vivek Ramaswamy wins the debate, and we talk about more takeaways. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. And buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Let's first talk about what happened last evening. It was a setup, and Donald Trump did not fall for it. First, let's talk about the most irritating part of last night. The most frustrating part last night was the crowd. I know it sounds strange, but if for those of you that watched the debate, you'll know exactly what I mean, and I'll play a clip to support this. We're rather in touch with the Republican base. We know what you want. We know how you view the world. We talk with you, not to you, every single day. We have a conversation together. You send us tens of thousands of emails a week, freedom@charliekirk.com. I meet you at grassroots events. Tonight, I'm going to be seeing many of you in California. I saw you in Washington. I look you in the eyes and I see the energy, the passion, and the spirit. This is a grassroots show. That's why this show is doing so well. Praise God. Not some sort of corporate synthetic thing where we talk about issues that don't matter. And so when I hear a candidate say something that I know 90 to 95% of the actual Republican base supports and it's met with boos, I say, time out. This is not a Republican debate. This is not a Republican debate. Something else. So at our Turning Point Action Conference, which are actual conservatives, real nationalist populist Americans, 95% of our 7,000 people in attendance, 7 to 8,000, whatever the final number of the poll was, in Florida, at the Turning Point Action Conference about a month ago, 95% say that they did not want any involvement in the war in Ukraine. 95%. 95%. By far the most overwhelming poll result of everything we did. And so whenever I mentioned the Ukraine issue, I would get applause for our perspective, which is it's not our fight, not our war, broker peace, get America out of it. We've spent $200 billion. Why don't we secure our own country? Boom. And yet, yesterday, Vivek Ramaswamy, to his great credit, was the only candidate on that stage that said no more money. We're done. He was representing your views, listening to the grassroots and bringing it right there. In fact, they do this stupid, and to DeSantis's credit, he called it out early in the debate. It's so silly. Raise your hand if you believe. It's just so nauseating. And they say, who here does not want to send more money to Ukraine? And Vivek Ramaswamy, boom, hand all the way up. And Ron DeSantis does this little thing. No joke. We have the picture. And Vivek, boom, straight up. And they go straight to Vivek. They say, explain yourself, flanked by neocons. You got neocon Nikki. You got Mike Pence. You got Chris Christie, who visited Ukraine. You got Asa Hutchinson, Doug Burgum. They're all there. Boom, right there. Vivek Ramaswamy with the extended right arm saying no more money to Ukraine. I want to put America first. And Vivek crushed this answer. He said, why don't we stop the American invasion instead of worrying about an invasion thousands of miles away? And neocon Nikki comes out and she says, oh, we can do both. Apparently we can't, Nikki. And by the way, what we're talking about is a philosophical realignment that we will not get involved into the invasion of other countries until we massively prioritize that of our own country. Why is it that the DC regime cares more about foreign countries than our own country? This is one of the animating forces of America First. Now, obviously, Donald Trump not being there last night, it created this vacuum, and only Vivek Ramaswamy, which the audience has very strong opinions both ways about, he was the only one, this is a fact, that actually represented the MAGA agenda with the crowd against him, with the other candidates against him. So number one, who was in attendance? Were these precinct committeemen, grassroots types, MAGA, carpenters, welders, electricians, police officers, firefighters? No. These were selected by each one of the candidates' campaign, RNC allies and friends in the audience. Now, I knew some people in the audience that are some amazing donors, and they were texting me mocking the RNC the whole time. I have some of the texts. They're hilarious. RNC is terrible. They hate Trump. They hate America. This is a clown show. They were obviously drowned out, and they said, I don't recognize any of these people in the audience. They said they all look like lobbyists. And you could tell by how the audience reacted to any sort of challenging to neoliberalism. Play cut 119, please.
Mr. Ramaswamy, you were mentioned. You get 30 seconds.
So the reality is that today, Ukraine is not a priority for the United States of America. And I think that the same people who took us into the Iraq War, the same people who took us into the Vietnam War, you cannot end it. You cannot start another no-win war. And I do not want to get to the point where we're sending our military resources abroad when we could be better using them here at home to protect our own borders, protect the homeland.
You see how they boot him right out of the gate? He's talking about a no-win war. By the way, some of these things we've talked about on our show extensively. We use the phrase no-win war, administrative state. He's on the message. You got to give him credit. Now I want to contrast that by playing 132, get it ready, guys, where the actual voters in Iowa say that Vivek Ramaswamy was the winner of the debate, not the RNC Republican establishment crony insiders who hate your values. They want to invade the world, invite the world, get piles of plastic into America, transing the kids, no big deal, making your grandkids gay. We're not going to talk about it, but as long as Zelensky gets his $200 billion, sir, yes, sir. Vivek says not so fast, but the American people, they were not represented last night at the debate. Play cut 132.
Here's what I want to ask you about. Who you thought did the best during this debate? Basically, who do you think won the debate? I'm going to do it in alphabetical order to be fair. Anyone think Doug Burgum did the best? That's zero. Anyone think Chris Christie did the best? He certainly got most of the airtime. A lot of the airtime, not most of the airtime. How about Ron DeSantis? How many of you think Ron DeSantis is the best? That's two people. How about Nikki Haley? One, two, three, four people. Asa Hutchinson? Mike Pence? Zero. Vivek Ramaswamy? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Tim Scott? Okay, so this panel here thinks Ramaswamy won the debate.
Why? Yes, Vivek has a gift from the Lord. He is incredibly charismatic. That's a fact. He doesn't say like or He really is a well-spoken man. And he's going to be on our show later. But more than that, because there were some other smooth talkers on the stage, Vivek Ramaswamy understands the Republican base. Imagine if Vivek was not on stage. That would have been a non-stop Trump bashing. And forget the Trump bashing stuff. We're talking about ideas. We're talking about principles that drive forward the party. We want a secure border. We don't want to get into another one no-win war. The administrative state must be destroyed and smashed. And instead, you had the same old Republican Party. And I have to be perfectly honest with you guys. They're going to try to take over the party again. They're going to try to co-opt and hijack the entire party. Last night, if you haven't watched the debate, that's fine. I'm not going to recommend it. I studied it closely. It was so clear. It was a reminder. Christie, Pence, neocon Nikki, Asa, all these guys. They are at odds with the majority of the Republican Party's value system. They think they know better than you. Asa Hutchinson comes out and he says, Donald Trump, according to legal scholars in the New York Times, won't even be allowed to be president. He is citing the article that we talked about earlier this week. That's your Republican Party absent Donald Trump. Donald Trump, to his credit, he saw a setup The crowd was against him. The moderators would have been against him. The fellow debate participants would against him. And Trump said, as Steve Bannon perfectly put it this morning, I'm not walking into the Dealey Plaza of debates. It's a setup. I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers. You heard me talk about it before, but it's new and improved Good Ranchers. I had Good Ranchers for our Shabbat dinner last week, and it was amazing. Look, Good Ranchers, they have better beef than ever. Their ground beef is better than ever. I was like, wow, no antibiotics or hormones, sourced from small family farms, humanely handled and USDA certified, 100% cattle, Angus cattle, goodranchers.com. Look, I want to tell you, they're so delicious. It's all American meat, and I love it. It's new and improved. So check it out right now. 2 years of free high quality ground beef and a locked in price. No other meat company guarantees you 100% American meat and a locked in price. That's because no one else is Good Ranchers. So check it out right now. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie for $25 off and for $480 of free ground beef in your first 2 years. That is GoodRanchers.com. Support America, support Good Ranchers, American Ranchers, and support this program, GoodRanchers.com. By the way, we're getting a lot of emails. People have questions about Vivek Ramaswamy. He's joining us later in the program, so send me what questions you want to ask him. By the way, we're 100% Trump MAGA here. You guys know that. But I think that Vivek's candidacy is interesting, helpful to the movement. He says things I agree with. And honestly, he was punching so hard against people I find to be morally reprehensible last night. I was glad to see it. Donald Trump not showing up was the right move. And Vivek had courage last night. He very well could have done the limp wrist thing. He could have backed away on the Ukraine issue. Nikki Haley trying to lecture him about how aiding foreign countries is the most important thing. You know, Nikki Haley, she says, oh, you know, you don't have any foreign policy experience. Well, that's awfully good. Because your experience is about endless wars, no-win conflict, indebting our country. There was this kind of understatement from Christie and neocon Nikki and from Pence, which I hear to a lesser extent all the time. So I have some compassion here and some sympathy where I really was pulling for Vivek. And it's an argument from authority that those of us in the young conservative space have to overcome all the time, which is sit down, pal. You're a rookie. You haven't been around as much. You're young. I hate that line of thinking. I hate it. Wait your turn. We've been around, we're older than you, amateur hour. It's cheap, it's shallow. Go after his ideas. They can't go after his ideas because the base supports them. Vivek has started and sold billion-dollar companies. That's something. How many people has Mike Pence ever had on his payroll? I bet I've had more people on my payroll than Mike Pence or neocon Nikki or Chris Christie. Being an entrepreneur is hard. I want to play a piece of tape here. Boy, there's so many that we can kind of go through. Let's go to 131, please.
Vivek, if we do the giveaway that you want to give to Putin to give him his land, it's not going to be too long before he rolls across a NATO border. And frankly, our men and women of our armed forces are going to have to go and fight him. I want to let the Ukrainians fight and drive Putin and the Russians back out into Russia.
I want to just briefly address Pence, Vice President Pence. I have a newsflash. The USSR does not exist anymore. It fell back in 1990.
Did you hear what Pence said? I want to let the Ukrainians fight. So Mike Pence and the whole neoliberal agenda is about using people in other countries as human shields to fight your wars. And by the way, this is why these kind of short debates aren't helpful. But somebody should have said, why do we hate Russia? Why is Russia an enemy of the United States? They're not a good country. They're not a great country. Putin's not a good person. But why are they an enemy? Why do we have to be at war against them? How is that against our own ambitions and aims as a country? No one can answer that question. They just kind of go back to, oh, Russia's terrible. Really? Why? How many American citizens has Russia killed? They can't answer that question. This is an interesting one. This shows you everything you need to know about the debate. By the way, do you notice who we're not talking about? Ron DeSantis. He didn't really show up. Ron DeSantis had a huge opportunity. Say what you will about neocon Nikki. She made contrast. She has the regime media slobbering over Nikki Haley. I'm curious, what do you guys think of Nikki Haley? Would you support her? I think I know the answer to that. Ron was just sort of there. No charisma. People didn't even see Ron DeSantis worthy of attacking him. That was the most amazing takeaway, is that Vivek Ramaswamy, fresh politician, everyone had attack vectors against him, and Vivek used it to his advantage. But did Ron DeSantis seem like the guy that's going to carry the torch forward? It's kind of non-existent, to be perfectly honest. And you have some people tweeting out, oh, Ron DeSantis clearing away the winner of the debate. You must be on payroll to believe that. You can't objectively look at the debate and say that. There's so many more takeaways that we're going to explore here. But I want to repeat something I said earlier. This is still Donald Trump's party. This is still a MAGA party. And philosophically and ideologically, the party has changed for the better to represent American citizens, not foreigners, to close our borders, to rebuild the American class, and to challenge the DC regime. And it was on full display last night. Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. And we want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial, who I use for my wealth management future, develop a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide to pivoting into the new chapter of Life with Purpose, visit paxfg.com/Charlie. That is paxfg.com/Charlie. paxfg.com/Charlie. Okay, let's go to some tape here to kind of keep this going. Play cut 143.
He's so bad at politics. It also, I think it's like, wow, I guess not closing Florida schools is the reason anyone even considers you a serious contender, because that's basically what got him reelected in Florida, which is why he had the donor base, which is why he was seen as a Trump alternative. I mean, maybe that's the reason, because it's certainly not any talent for talking to people, retail politics, or actually explaining why he's a viable candidate.
She's talking about Ron DeSantis there, and I think it's Alex Wagner, not going to comment on her. But I will say, I wish I would have saw more fight out of DeSantis. He is a great governor. And the text messages I was receiving throughout the debate is, what is going on with Ron DeSantis? They said, where's the fight? Where's the spark? It's so scripted. I mean, I almost gagged when I hear, it's so obvious they rehearse these things in the mirror. And he says, let's not keep spending our time on January 6, 2021. Let's talk about January 20th, 2025. Okay, you obviously didn't come up with that right then and there. We don't need more pre-scripted politicians. That's exactly why people like Donald Trump. That's why they trust Donald Trump. In fact, I mean, just listen to this. Do you think that this is organic and authentic and real? I want to contrast this. And I'm not trying to go out of the way and pick on DeSantis. I was actually hoping he was going to come out with some spark, with some spirit, because he has a record worthy of talking about. We did not see that on display last night. Just listen to this. Does this sound like something that he's speaking from the heart, or that he's reading from some script? Play cut 126.
So here's the thing. Why are we in this mess? Part of it, and a major reason, is because how this federal government handled COVID-19 by locking down this economy. It was a mistake. It should have never happened. And in Florida, we led the country out of lockdown. We kept our state free and open. And I can tell you this, as your president, I will never let the deep state bureaucrats lock you down. You don't take somebody like Fauci and coddle him. You bring Fauci in, you sit him down, and you say, Anthony, you are fired.
Would love your thoughts on that. freedom@charliekirk.com. Contrast that with cut 94.
A guy like Chris Christie, a guy left with a 8%, think of it, 8% approval rating in New Jersey. Now he's running for president. And he runs solely on the basis, oh, let's get Trump. He's like a savage maniac. He's like a lunatic. And that's all he talks about. His poll numbers are very, very low. He's about 2%.
What's he like? You know him well.
No, I've been friendly with him over the years, but I couldn't give him a job because I just never trusted him very much. I was just never one of his people that really trusted him. I never gave him the job. And that's one of the reasons he feels so hurt and so betrayed. And I understand that. I really do. I understand it. But I never gave him, you know, he wanted to be different things. He was looking at different elements of the administration. And we decided, I didn't want to do it.
One of the buried leads from last evening is an open question of how important is corporate-run GOP debates? Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson's conversation now has over 200 million views. 200 million views. They're estimating about 20 million people watched the debate last night. That's probably overly generous. I think it's probably closer to 15 to 17 million. 200 million views. That is more than the entire 2020 election had voters, even if you believe the official numbers. 200 million and 20 people in the debate. 10 times more. 10 times more than what watched the debate last night. And what we're seeing, I think, is this realignment. And the old right, the old Republican Party last night, they didn't have a debate. That was a funeral procession. 102, in the midst of all of this, we saw an advertisement of why you as a Republican need to support Ukraine. Do you notice you don't get any advertisements for supporting Maui, supporting East Palestine, for closing our border? Play cut 102.
I'm a Republican.
I'm a lifelong Republican.
Ukraine is fighting a war that was imposed by Russia.
I do not think the Republican Party is doing enough in Ukraine.
I get very concerned when elements of the Republican Party are glorifying Putin.
Republican Party has always supported democracy abroad.
I support sending more aid to Ukraine.
Republicans have to support aid to Ukraine.
It's a battle we have to help them fight and win.
Go to GOPforUkraine.com to stand with your fellow Republicans and support Ukraine.
That's playing during the debate. So you have everybody on stage except Vivek saying more money to Ukraine, even though we've spent $200 billion so far in an unaudited fashion, escalating war, escalating nuclear conflict, no pursuit of peace, while our country is collapsing. So one of the co-sponsors last evening of the debate was Rumble, who did a great job. All their tech worked. Good job, Rumble. As you can see, we have our Rumble thing behind us here. And the other co-sponsor of the debate is an organization called Young America's Foundation that we at Turning Point USA have far surpassed. They came after us in a very nasty way years ago, and they didn't succeed. I have a lot of friends over there. Matt Walsh, Scott Walker, it's fine. They've been very, some of them have been very, not those guys, but other people there who are remain were very nasty towards me and tried to destroy my career. Didn't work. Anyway, so on a national stage, YAF, Young America's Foundation, this is going viral. They had an opportunity because they co-sponsored the debate, and the RNC did that for a lot of reasons, also to try to get back at us for trying to take out Ronald Romney as RNC chair, but that's a separate issue. Their one opportunity to ask a question. This is the old guard. This is exactly, you want to know why Turning Point exists? They have a national audience, millions of people watching. Play cut 98.
Polls consistently show that young people's number one issue is climate change. How will you, as both President of the United States and leader of the Republican Party, calm their fears that the Republican Party doesn't care about climate change?
Calm their fears that the Republican Party doesn't care about climate change? That's the best that they have to offer. You know what I would say? I'd tell them to go make your bed, stop doing weed, and actually reconnect with reality. What a false premise question from a conservative youth organization. I'm getting so many emails about it. They said, Charlie, what is this all about? You know, and I don't even agree with it. You know what the number one concern for young people is? The number one concern is depression, suicide, purpose, economic anxiety, the fact they can't own homes. Such a failed premise. So what a missed opportunity that was. I wish they would have had a question of how many people here on stage pledge that biological men masquerading as women will not be allowed in bathrooms, female sports, and what are you going to do to stop the castrating of kids? That would have been a great question. 100%. And to their defense, they host Matt Walsh all the time on campus who talks about this stuff. That was honestly really shocking. On the climate change thing, Vivek was again booed by the lobbyists, the donors, the warmongers. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy booed by an RNC audience because he spoke clearly about climate change. Play cut 97.
Let us be honest as Republicans. I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax. The climate change agenda is a hoax. And we have to declare independence for it. And the reality is, the anti-carbon agenda is the wet blanket on our economy.
That's Vivek Ramaswamy booed by your RNC. Your RNC. For saying that the climate change agenda is a hoax. It's not my RNC anymore. Vivek was right. He is the only candidate that is not purchased or bought and paid for. Some of you guys disagree with that. You're getting a lot of questions. freedom@charliekirk.com. We'll ask Vivek all the questions. He comes on the show a lot. We'll ask him. We ask him the tough stuff here. Last night was a reminder. It was a reminder to me that we have to be vigilant. This old, diseased, broken Republican Party, the old guard, they feel entitled to continue to run your party and bring the country down and manage decline. Thank goodness that Donald Trump is up 50 or 60 points. Seriously. They have smugness towards you, not just the elitism and but they truly are annoyed by you. And they try to create this simulation as if the crowd was on their side. I know where the Republican base stands. You know where the Republican base stands. They have contempt for what you care about. You could see it last night, the RNC debate. Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I don't know if I'm allowed to keep playing tape from the debate because there's all these rules that if you play more than 3 minutes of the tape from the debate last night, you're in violation to Fox News' rules. So I don't know where we're at on that. I can't remember or keep track. Literally, it's just so totalitarian. At the current moment, the Republican Party is going through a time of choosing. And the regime media is slobbering over Nikki Haley, saying that she is far and away the debate winner. Let's play another piece of tape here. I guess we're allowed to do this. I can't figure all this out. Play cut 118.
I think the American people deserve to know whether everyone on this stage agrees that I kept my oath to the Constitution that day. There's no more important duty. So answer the question.
I've answered this before.
So yes.
Nope. Why are we? Mike did his duty. I got no beef with him. But here's the thing: is this what we're going to be focusing on?
I'm relieved.
Going forward, the rehashing of this. I'll tell you,
Governor DeSantis,
the Democrats would love that, they will win if we let them get away with it. I'm not letting Biden hang out in the basement this time. We're going to run him ragged around this country, and we're going to hold him accountable.
Do you notice what was missing from the debate? Because that was an opportunity and nobody stepped up. Nobody stepped up. Election integrity. Do you notice how that was not even mentioned? It's a massive priority of yours. I know that. Early ballots, chasing votes, securing our elections, signature verification, the way that we conduct our elections in this country, all of this is just a silly coffee table debate if we do not have secure elections. Keeping Zuckerboxes out of our elections. And also, it was very muted, the conversation on the criminalization of Donald Trump, John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, the Michigan alternate electors. You know, some people, Rudy Giuliani, some people on stage, like, oh, why doesn't the base like me? Because you don't understand that we are living through a cultural revolution right now. Vivek is the only one that got even close to mentioning it, but I think he could have gone even harder. This is not a policy debate time. They're acting like it's 2012. Under my administration, we're going to open up fracking. Yeah, I got that, Doug Burgum, okay? Or Chris Christie leaning in, you know, in New Jersey. If somebody had the drinking game of Chris Christie, New Jersey, they would be dead of alcohol poisoning if he said every time New Jersey. You know, in New Jersey, New Jersey, in New Jersey, New Jersey, and in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl. You're a Jersey girl. I'm a Jersey guy. New Jersey, New Jersey, New Jersey. Enough. This is not 2012. They've declared war on us. It's a top-down color revolution unfolding, bottom-up, top-down, post-Floyd-a-palooza, post-15 days to slow the spread. We are in the midst. We are in the middle of something we've never lived through before, as bad as 1860. And you wouldn't have, if you would have just woke up from a coma and you watched that debate, do you get the sense that that is the opposition party against the regime last night? That they are ready to go to war against the administrative state, against the shadow government, against the Leviathan. You would have thought, oh, things are basically the same and there might be some out of control prosecutors. No, literally today, DOJ is going after Elon Musk. This weekend, DC Attorney General going after Leonard Leo's very successful financing network, $1 billion going after him. James O'Keefe, Westchester DA. Fulton County, Georgia going after 18 people. Michigan alternate electors. Everyday rank and file MAGA voters. This is an all-out crusade using the lawfare apparatus to go after any effective person that challenges the regime. But you wouldn't have gleaned that from the chatter last night. And then you have these exhausting, oh, well, you know, it's our best days are ahead of us. Or Mike Pence, we need a government as good as the people. How about this? Our Constitution is under attack. The fourth branch of government is swallowing the nation. They are trying to refound America. That's what they're trying to do. Did you get any sort of sense that the people last night were mad, angry, spirited? But I guess I'm just a rookie here. I got the impression that they are comfortable, more concerned about Ukraine than America. I would have liked to see a little bit of unified spirit about, regardless of your hatred of Trump, that if they are successful in this, there's no going back. Last night was a massive disappointment in that regard. That is not an opposition party. That is controlled opposition. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.